You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence, save time and money, and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Human trials begin in Europe, hacking ramps up, and joblessness continues to soar. Here's what you should know. The first human patients for a clinical coronavirus vaccine have been enrolled at the University of Oxford. In a statement, the UK's health secretary said the country would be throwing everything behind finding a vaccine. Meanwhile, Germany is also headed for human trials of potential coronavirus vaccines developed by the German biotech company BioNTech. Scam and phishing campaigns have exploded since January, but Google now says it has detected more than 12 state-sponsored hacking groups using the coronavirus as cover to push phishing emails and attempt to distribute malware. Now's a good time to review how to protect yourself from the internet's worst scams. Another 4.4 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, bringing the 5-week total to more than 26 million. Before the coronavirus crisis, the previous 1-week record had topped out at 695,000 in October of 1982. This morning, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo revealed that in a new study, which took a sampling of 3,000 people at grocery stores across the state, 13.9% of individuals were found to have coronavirus antibodies. Cuomo said the results are preliminary, and the sample size will continue to expand. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.